He brought us into harmony with himself and gave to us, what did he give to us? Gave to us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. That by word and deed we might bring others into harmony with him. Let me say it, because I got another place to go. What God have done, he sent Jesus. Everything that you were, everything you ever done wrong, everything were wrong with you, he sent Jesus and reconciled you. Cancel out, remove you from the sin, the death, everything that Satan had control of your life over. He removed it through Jesus. Cancel it out. It can't be retrieved. It's gone. Then he said, receive Jesus and you become a new creature. Son of God, period. But we say, if you don't go to church, you're going to hell. Have y'all heard that statement before? If you don't pay your tithe, you're going to hell. Neither one of those statements is true. You know why? Because if you don't receive Jesus, that's when you're going to hell. Tithe don't keep you from going to hell, because tithe didn't die for you. Going to church you're not going to keep you out of hell, because going to church didn't die for you. Amen. We finna get free here. Amen. And once I receive Jesus, I'm no longer a sinner. Amen. Do you go out and buy this beautiful dog and he's registered and you keep him for 2 weeks? Then you start calling, look at that cat. Because he start messing up a little bit. That old nasty cat just won't do right. No, he's still a dog. Y'all gonna get this? You're gonna have to teach the dog now how to mess up. But because people get born again, they're babies in Christ, and we got natural babies, and they mess up all the time. And we don't call them something else because they mess up. We teach them how to use the bathroom. We teach them how to eat because they don't know how to eat, feed themselves. You'll see a baby try to feed himself and didn't know. He puts it everywhere. Come on. And we have held the church. I'm talking about me, so I got to. In a babyhood state and won't let you grow up because I'm trying to get you right. It ain't my job to get you right. It's my job to show you who you are. So you'll know you're right. Do y'all hear me this morning? No, that's what we've done, preacher. We're trying to tell everybody we're going to be so holy that I'm going to show you how. If you do this and you do this and you do that, you. No, I need to let you know who you are so you'll know you're right. And then if you know you're right, you know how to do right. Now, I guess Jarwin gone. He loved to run my life. He does. And he thinks he's pretty good at running my life. But there were some things that I started sharing with him, he and his niece, his cousin, the other night. They like to play And I need to bottle up some of their energy so when I run out, I can drink some of them. But I hadn't figured that one out yet, how to do it. But I got to telling them about Jesus back there in that room. He said, "Papa," I had to get on prayer line. He said, "Papa, I want you to tell me some more about that. Let's talk some more about Jesus." If a five-year-old can get that interest in learning about Jesus, surely some of y'all out here ought to be get interest in living right. You know why people, don't live right? Because they don't know right.
Amen.
They do what they think is right. Amen. And they are not sure. And they train themselves to live that way. And therefore, they don't have a freedom of expression before the Father because they are looking around at somebody else to approve them. I don't need your approval. I'm going to say it again. I don't need your approval. I already been approved.
Amen.
So, I'm going to say some things. We're going to get into things and say some things. Don't close the door because you're about to come out the door. If you close it, that's the door you want to come out of. Okay? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Don't close the door. If y'all can put up Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. I want to read this from the King Jimmy. King Jimmy. And I want you to get free in every area of your life. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. So, Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, verse, what did I say? 1, right? So listen. If you then been risen with Christ, do what? If you've then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Well, Christ sitteth where? Notice where he's seated, at the right hand of God. Set your affection on what? And not on the things of the earth. For you are, what a dead thing do, y'all? For you are what? Dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Your life is hid. That means, you remember what he said, if I can quote it and not turn there. Remember what he said in Galatians 2:20, for I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ, who what? Liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Other words, the life I have now is his. So I'm dead.